Come on, can you say it with me? Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Come on, there's something about that name in this house today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Isn't it amazing that the very creator of this universe, the very God that stepped out on the edge of nothing one day and just with his word and words alone spoke an entire universe into existence that no one can measure. Andretta, isn't it amazing that that God would be so mindful of you and I?
Yes, hallelujah.
You know, we might as well have church in this house today. Come on, that very God is so mindful of you and so mindful of the needs that you have in your life right now that he would set everything aside and he would step into this place. For this moment, to be in communion with you and I, to wrap his big arms around us, oh, to feel the closeness of heaven's embrace in this room today. My good God, have mercy. If we don't have church in here today, we need our minds and our brains checked. Come on, Jesus is in this place. And where he is, you said it a few moments ago, where he is, anything, say it with me, anything is possible. And because of that, I think we ought to clap our hands and love on him and praise him. Come on, take and clap your hands and lift your voice. Come on and give him praise one more time. Hallelujah. Come on, shout it with me. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, singers. I think I could have listened to them sing So Will I 10 billion times. Man, that was just so touching. Every song, every word that come forth in song this morning is exactly what we needed to hear. Amen. It is such an honor to be here with you. Everyone that is in the house today, those of you that are joining online, God bless you. We're so glad that you're joining us. You know what? I believe God can reach you and touch you and move right into your home. Whatever you're in need of, guess what? God has the ability and he has the power to meet you at the point of that need. You know, you can read in the Word where they took napkins and they took aprons from Paul that he would touch, that he would anoint, and they would take them to the sick and they would be made whole. I believe a word can go forth today. And it can go right into your room, into your living room, wherever you are. Amen. And God manifests his power and glory into you, and a miracle could take place. Do you believe that today? I'm going to go quickly right into the word of the Lord. I'm no stranger here. I'm glad to see everyone. Hope you're having a great summer. Let's preach a little bit and see what God will do in the next few minutes. 1 Samuel chapter number 17. 1 Samuel chapter number 17. Now, I don't preach long when you get with it. Amen. That gives you hope. You get with it, you help me preach. It will be just a little while and you'll beat everybody else to lunch today. 1 Samuel chapter number 17, and I will begin reading at verse number 8. You got it? Say, I've got it. He stood and shouted to the ranks of Israel, "Why have you come out to draw up for battle? Am I not the Philistine? And you are not the servants of Saul? Choose a man for yourselves and let him come down to me. If he is able to fight with me and kill me, then we will be your servants. But if I prevail against him and kill him, and you shall be our servants and serve us." And the Philistine said, "I defy the ranks of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together." When Saul and Israel heard these words of this Philistine, they were dismayed and greatly afraid, the Bible says. Let's skip down to verse number 48, same chapter, chapter 17. When the Philistine arose and came and drew near to meet David, David ran quickly toward the battle line to meet the Philistine. And David put his hand in his bag and took out a stone, say a stone, and he slung it and struck the Philistine in his forehead or on his forehead. And the stone sank deep into his forehead and he fell on his face to the ground. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone, say with a stone. And struck the Philistine and killed him. There was no sword in the hand of David. So David ran and stood over the Philistine, took his sword and drew it out of his sheath and killed him and cut off his head with it. And when the Philistine army saw that their champion was dead, they fled. Skip back up just to verse number 50. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone. For the next few minutes, if I can, with your help, I want to preach from this subject. For every Goliath, there is a stone. For every Goliath, for every giant, for everything that you face in this life, there is a stone. As a young child sitting in those small, squeaky wooden chairs located in those moldy, smelling basement classrooms, I clearly and distinctly recall, if you will, hearing the story of David and this Philistine giant Goliath. I recollect hearing this story more times than I could ever recount during my adolescent years of Sunday school attendance. Way back there, whether it was in those foul-smelling basement classrooms or whether it was coming forth from the pulpit in the main congregation or sanctuary, if you will, I remember this story, this narrative. It would simply come alive as it was being taught or it was being preached, most likely due to the fact of my youthful imagination. Oftentimes, that imagination, if you will, it would run wild, so to speak, as I would attempt to envision myself, this little fat boy here, being that young man, amen, offering myself to be a servant of God and to be an instrument in the hands of God, to go out and to eliminate that boastful, arrogant enemy that was maliciously mocking God and the children of God. Try to use your imagination this morning if you can. Imagine, if you will, a 15-year-old boy. Those of you that have children, if you have a boy and he's around 15, 16 years old, or you have in the past, imagine, if you can, a 15-year-old boy going to take his brother's some food while they are at war, while they are out on the battlefield. And upon his arrival to bring his brother's food, he hears this gargantuan, this giant of a man mocking and challenging the armies of God. Amen. To send forth a man to come down and fight him one on one, and whichever warrior would prove to be victorious, amen, those opposing would have to lay down their arms and become their slaves and become their servants. Think about it. I mean, after all, here's Goliath, the giant, standing almost 10 foot tall, 9 foot 9 inches. He really makes a very compassionate and considerate offer, I guess. Amen. To save the lives of possibly thousands of soldiers just by challenging Israel's best man. While knowing all the while that even their best would be completely inferior to him. The Bible records that not one Israelite soldier, not one man in the whole Israelite army, amen, would step forward and accept the offer of this giant. Amen. They were all fearful, the Bible records. They were all afraid due to the threats made by this giant of a man, their adversary. So after David witnessed the boasting and the mockery of this Philistine Goliath, then he witnesses the fear of his brothers, along with the entire Israeli army. And even the king himself, Saul, was so fearful and afraid. David decided, I believe that I could fight that giant myself and be victorious. A 15-year-old boy. Now, this morning, after consulting a very wise person in my life, Siri, I learned that if Goliath stood 9 foot 9 inches tall, now she's a smart gal. If he stood 9 foot 9 inches tall, and most likely he had an above average BMI, that's a body mass index, probably not as much as mine, but his was probably above average. If he had a body mass index between 35 and 40, not only was he 9 foot 9 inches tall, almost 10 foot tall, he would weigh approximately 675 to 700 pounds. There was somebody a little bit bigger than me. I felt a little bit good about those statistics. The upper armor that he wore that protected him from the waist up weighed a little over 100 pounds. You're talking about a heavy shirt. Amen. The head of his spear, just the head of his spear, weighed over 15 pounds. His sword was most likely 12 to 15 pounds and 5 to 6 foot long. As tall as I am, that's how tall or how long his sword was. Everything about this man, everything about this giant, Goliath, was massive and gargantuan. And here is this boy. So many times we feel that we are inadequate. Can I go there? So many times we feel as if we don't measure up to what we are facing in life. And with our own ability, guess what? You're right. But here's this 15-year-old boy, this ruddy little boy, probably didn't even weigh 100 pounds. Here he was saying, I can defeat this giant. Amen. We all know the story. After arguing with his brothers and arguing with King Saul, it was finally decided with much persuasion that this kid, that this boy would take on this massive giant of a man that was surely undefeatable. King Saul was so gracious, basically a big chicken, but gracious chicken nonetheless, to try to equip David with his personal armor and his weapons. But you see, David wasn't big enough. David wasn't even skilled enough or experienced enough to fight with these weapons. All David knew was that God assisted him and had delivered him in the past. You know, sometimes there's nothing wrong with looking back over your shoulder into the past and see the victories that God has given you in your life. So many times, I want you to listen to me this morning. So many times we walk around defeated, amen, by the situations and the circumstances, the unfairness of life, if you will. And we fail to look back in the past and see how faithful God had been in the past for us. I'm here to tell you, my Bible still says that He's the same yesterday, today, and forever, and He does not change. If He's given you victory in the past, He can give you victory in the present. If He can give you victory today, He can give you victory tomorrow. If you believe that, clap your hands. Come on all over this room and give Him praise. Think about this. All David knew was in the past that God had delivered him from the lion and the bear that came in to kill his father's sheep. David slew them both with nothing but a stone and a sling. I mean, just look at it, if you will. What a depiction, what an illustration, if you will, of extreme faith, of heroism, of grit this young boy had to go face to face with Goliath. Now, if there was ever an example in the Word of God of someone possessing faith, amen, unmeasurable faith, extreme confidence in God, this is the case, and this is the story. David accepts the challenge of Goliath and finds himself down at a stream picking up five smooth stones in which to use. The Bible informs us that David went down to face Goliath. All he had was five stones, a shepherd's bag, a sling, and a staff to fight this giant warrior. He could have easily felt unequipped. He could have easily felt inadequate because of what he had in his possession. But I believe that David had a revelation, amen, that we all need to have in this day and hour that we're living in, that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. No matter what you have, no matter what you come against, with God, all things are possible. Believe that? Clap your hands and praise him. Five stones, a shepherd's bag, a sling, and a staff. Allow me to make a statement this morning, and I want you to listen to it. I want you to let this sink into your spirit today. Amen. God will equip you with what you need to face whatever giant you come against in your life. God will not abandon you, and he will not leave you hanging. Amen. Do you believe that today? We all face giants of adversity in this life. Giants of fear, giants of grief, giants of anxiety, possibly even giants of depression, giants in our home, adversity in our marriage, in our children or in our finances, giants possibly in our health, whether it be your physical health, your mental health, or possibly your emotional health. At times we must all contend with, and we shall all confront and engage giants that show up uninvited in our life. These giants represent adversity. This giant was nothing more than a test for David, for what God had for him years down the road. The man of God came and he anointed David, what? To be king of Israel one day. But before you can be placed in the position that God has chosen for your life, there's going to be adverse situations. There's going to be tests. There's going to be trials. There's going to be things that you're going to have to do, amen, to prove yourself worthy of the calling that God has placed in you. Everyone in this room is called of God. Just because you're not up behind this pulpit preaching does not mean you're not called of God. The only person in this, amen, in this house that's called of God is not your pastor. You all are called of God. You're all chosen vessels of Jesus Christ himself. And guess what? You're going to face things in life. There's going to be tests. There's going to be trials come your way. But if you would grab a hold of this word today and believe that no adversity, no giant will ever come against me that I can't defeat through the power of God. Yes, yes. I would to God we'd exercise our faith today. You know, the Bible, and I know I said this 1,000 times, here's 1,001. The Bible lets us know that we're all given the measure of faith. What is the measure? It's the same amount that has been given to each and every one of us from God. You don't have more access to faith than I do. I don't have a larger amount of faith to access than you do. The Bible says we're all given the measure of faith. It's whether we utilize, amen, our faith, or we just let it lay dormant. Amen. What would happen if this house would have 20, 30%, amen, of this congregation, of this congregation that would make up in their mind, I'm going to utilize my faith. I'm going to allow my faith to work not only in my home, not only in my personal situation, but in this house. I'm going to see my family saved. I'm going to see my home delivered. I'm going to see miracles happen because of my faith. Some of us need to be like that little 15-year-old boy. David didn't see size. You never find where David measured. Where David sat back before he grabbed that stone and slapped it in that sling. You never see one place or one time where David said, well, he's a lot taller than all the other guys. He's a lot bigger than that bear I faced. He outweighs that lion by 5 or 6 times. I don't know. You didn't see that. What did you see? You see nothing but faith and confidence in his God to work the miraculous. Why should we be any different? What giant are you facing right now? What are you coming against right now? Amen. Did you get a diagnosis that maybe nobody knows about? Amen. Did a doctor set you down and say you have 6 months to live, or you have this condition, or you have that condition? Have you eased into this house this morning? Maybe you just got news that you're going to lose your job. Maybe there's trials and there's problems and there's situations within the four walls of your home. There's giants that you're facing. There's things that you have to encounter and confront every day. Giants of adversity. But let me give you some hope today. Amen. If you're facing a giant, if you're coming up against something that is larger than you, far surpassing your ability to defeat. If you see a Goliath in front of you, that means God sees a David inside of you. Can I say that again? If you see a giant of adversity, if you see a Goliath, a mammoth situation, circumstance in front of you, that you don't have the ability to defeat yourself, you don't possess the ability. If God has allowed that giant to stand before you, he sees a David inside of you. If we had as much faith in ourselves as God has in us, think about that. What if we just took God at his word? What if we could just simply take God at his word? If we could do that all week long, pastor's walking here next week and his mind would be blown. If we could simply do this one thing and take God at his word, what his word says, we stand on it and we believe it no matter what. No matter what anybody else says, no matter what you've seen in the past, we take God at his word. At times we must contend with and confront and engage giants that show up uninvited. How many of you woke up this morning and invited a problem into your life? You woke up this morning and said, man, I think today is such a beautiful day outside. The sun's shining, the birds are singing. Hey, man, it's 98 degrees already and the humidity's 112 and I'm sweating like a horse. But nevertheless, I think today would be a perfect day to have a giant adversity show up in my life. I pray I have problems today. How many of you did that? Guess what? Not one hand is going to show. Nobody invites problems or adversity in your life. What happens? They show up. What do you think God gave us His Word? Just something to read every once in a while? His Word is what? Our weapon. God has equipped us. He's given us the tools in which we can defeat any giant that shows up in our life. Can I just teach us and talk to us a little bit this morning? Everyone under the sound of my voice, no one, not one person is exempt, amen, from facing giants in your life. These colossal, mammoth, enormous giants that attack your faith with fear and with doubt. What do you think the number one giant, the number one weapon that the enemy uses on the people of God is fear? What did it say about the Israeli army when Goliath was coming out, barking his orders and saying what he could do? They were fearful. He used a fear tactic. The enemy will use fear against you all the time, every time. And you can't be full of fear and full of faith at the same time. It is impossible. You can't stand here today and say, I'm full of faith, but be full of fear at the same time. You're either full of fear or full of faith. You're full of something. Look at your neighbor and say, you're full of something. Amen. You can't be full of fear and full of faith at the same time. You're one or the other. Amen. The giants in your life, they attack you. They come at you with fear, with doubt, harassing you, intimidating you, terrorizing you, constantly persecuting you with their lies and with their threats. There are those here today listening under the sound of my voice right now. You're completely overwhelmed, totally captivated by the fact that you're facing a Goliath, a giant of impossibility in your life right now. You're currently trying your best to fight through the fear, the possible addictions, the sickness, the faults, the failures of the past, to finally experience victory in your life. These giants of despair breathing down your neck, barking their threats, attempting to steal your faith, your zeal, and your joy. Anybody ever been there? But I have come to tell somebody in this room, amen, these giants in your life can and will be defeated by the power and the Spirit of God that's in this place right now on the 25th of July, 2021. The Spirit of God is in this place, and there's enough power, there's enough faith in this room that whatever you're coming against, whatever you're facing, God is able to give you victory. And you overcome the things that you're facing in your life. The Spirit of God is resting in this place. We felt it as the singers were singing. We felt it at the beginning of the service. You could just feel the Spirit of God as it would just usher itself in and move in this room. It's ready to be activated in your situation right now. I want to inform some individuals in this house this morning that for every giant in your life, for every Goliath of fear, every Goliath of doubt and intimidation that you're facing, there is great victory to be had through faith and your confidence in the Lord. Do you believe that this morning? The only reason that David experienced such an enormous victory in his life was the fact that he possessed an unwavering faith and the ability in his God to deliver him no matter what came against him. Amen. You have access to the same faith. You have the same ability here today. No matter what you face, no matter what you encounter, God is able to present victory in your life. Clap your hands and praise Him this morning. For every giant in your life, you must always remember there's a stone that God has placed in your possession. It's activated by your faith. Listen to me. It's not activated by my faith in your life. It's activated by your faith in your life, in your situation. You activate it. Amen. Look at your neighbor and tell them, for every Goliath, tell them, for every Goliath, there is a stone. For those individuals that are here today simply under attack at this present moment, allow me to speak some words of encouragement to you quickly here today as the musicians are getting ready to come. God will not abandon you in the middle of your battle. Let me refer to what I said just a few moments ago. He said, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. When things aren't going well, amen. When your life is chaotic, when there's giants all around, guess what? He is still there. Amen. You may find yourself fighting, amen, for your life, both spiritually and physically. Guess what? In those times, He is still there. You must understand that there's a stone for every giant, every Goliath of adversity that comes our way. Got to realize there is a stone of victory that can be activated through your faith, that can defeat, that can destroy any giant, any enemy that is placed in your path. Anybody ever had giants of doubt? Anybody ever encountered giants of fear, disease, sickness? Addiction, anybody? See, God knew that David was an expert with a sling and a stone. So what did he do? He placed stones at his feet to use as a weapon against that giant. It was insignificant. It didn't really measure up. But with God, it didn't matter. You may never feel that you measure up to what you're facing. You may feel that the odds are stacked against you. Can I agree with you? It is. The odds are stacked against you. But can I remind you for the third time this one thing? For with God, nothing. Say it with me. Nothing. Say it. Nothing. How about some of you just get loud and nasty for a minute? Say nothing. Shall be impossible for me. Why? How? It's through faith. It's through faith in the ability that my God will not abandon me in the midst of my battle. He does not have the ability to turn His back on you.
Thank you, Jesus.
If He wanted to, He couldn't, because He's bound to His word. He couldn't leave you if He wanted. His word holds Him captive, what He said. He can't run out of you. If there's a giant or Goliath in front of you, like I said earlier, that means God sees a David inside of you. God said Himself this about David. He said, David is a man after mine own heart. Didn't say that he had the attributes and the characteristics of God, because if you read about David, you realize he had problems. He had issues. He was jacked up on Mountain Dew just like we are. Being a man after God's own heart didn't mean he was like God, but it meant he was in pursuit of God. If you'll just simply pursue God, my faith says that miracles could happen in this room today. If you'll simply pursue God with faith, no matter what the giant is, my feeling is this. If you need a miracle in your home, by the time you get in your car and travel to your house, pull in your garage, walk in your door, a miracle could have already shown up while you've been standing here exercising your faith with praise and worship to God, even in the midst of this storm, even in the midst of this adverse situation, this giant that you have encountered. Could we let our faith arise in this room? Could we let our faith ignite the power of God? And let's see something miraculous in this house as we're standing together this morning. Everybody, if we could just stand together. Could we lift our hands toward heaven and tell Him, God, I'm giving You an opportunity to show me once again just how wonderful and how powerful You are. God, my faith says that there's nothing impossible with You. The faith that You've planted in my spirit, God, I'm activating that faith right now. And I'm believing for a miracle in my life. Come on, the activation comes by Your faith. But where it's directed and what happens is through the power of God. Allow your faith to tap into His power right now. Lift your voice all in this house. Come on, everybody, hands in the air. Let's believe for a miracle in this house today, in this room. Come on, can we lift our voice? Can we praise Him? Can we believe for Him right now? In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.